There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. You'll not believe what just happened in Los Angeles. We're talking empty ERs, ghost towns, streets completely deserted, and ICE agents are getting $50,000 signing bonuses just to show up. If you think you know what's going on right now with deportations, think again. It's even more stunning than you could have imagined. And what I'm about to show you is precisely how you, on November the 5th, didn't just change our nation, you saved it. Obviously, if you're part of the near 80 million MAGA faithful, we all voted for mass deportations. We voted for secure borders. We voted for national sovereignty, where citizens take priority over illegals. But what's happening right now goes way beyond what anyone expected. ICE just opened the floodgates with the biggest recruitment campaign in American history, and they're not just going after criminal illegals anymore. They're going after everyone. Here's what's really happening, particularly in sanctuary cities like LA. Here's a direct, personal testimony from an ER nurse in LA County.
Just got off my 12-hour shift at one of LA County's easiest hospitals and ERs. And you guys, our waiting room is just empty, like four patients max, like every hour. And as much as a healthcare worker enjoys a slow day, it's actually pretty scary. Like, I know that a lot of patients are just scared to seek medical care right now. And it's just really sad, the circumstances that we are in right now. And it just scares me for the results of this after, because a lot of patients are going to hold off to not seek medical care, and they're going to come back 10 times sicker. And I just want to urge anybody who has any family members who are experiencing any serious symptoms to encourage them to seek medical care. Hospitals are supposed to be safe spaces, and we are there to protect our patients and care for them regardless of who they are, where they are, and where they come from. So this is just a PSA. Please, please, please educate anybody who is scared to seek medical care to seek it if necessary. And don't wait.
So as you just heard there, she worked a 12-hour shift and saw maybe four patients total. Four in Los Angeles. And you heard why. She thinks it's because entire communities are too afraid to come out. They're too scared to leave their houses. But in reality, it's because most of the illegals that she would have been treating are being deported. My daughter was in an occupational therapy program here in the Philly area, and it just shut down. It's a program where taxpayer dollars were used to treat predominantly illegal migrants in the Philly area and the Camden, New Jersey area. Gang, I kid you not, it's gone. The program has been completely disbanded. My daughter told me straight out, she was told it's because of Trump's mass deportations. There are no more patients. They're gone. Gang, this is happening all over the nation. ICE is literally turning places into illegal migrant ghost towns. And ICE is just getting started with the One Big Beautiful Bill 20xing their budget. For the first time ever, they're now able to throw money around like it's freaking Monopoly cash. We're talking, they're offering $50,000 signing bonuses, $60,000 in student loan forgiveness, no age limits, no college degree required, and their recruitment numbers are now through the roof. In less than 1 week, over 80,000 Americans applied, including this well-known fellow.
So now I've spoken with some officials over at ICE, and I will be sworn in as an ICE agent ASAP. So they'll have 80,001 recruits for their 10,000 positions.
Well, they can't have a better guy than Dean Cain. Are you going to be hopping out of ICE fans and apprehending guys?
I will do whatever Director Lyons wants me to do. If that's what it takes, absolutely. I somehow doubt I'll be in that position, but I would be there in a heartbeat. These brave men and women need someone to stand up for them. So rarely, you know, these days are we seeing that. Someone like Daniel Penny stands up, he gets vilified. Dan Bongino steps up, gives up $5 million a year, and goes and takes his position at the FBI. This is the kind of thing where people have to step up. I'm stepping up. Hopefully, a whole bunch of other former officers, former ICE agents will step up and we'll meet those recruitment goals immediately and we'll help protect this country.
Yep, that's the American actor Dean Cain. He played Superman in the Lois and Clark TV show. He has officially signed up as an ICE agent. He's joined ICE. Gang, this is MAGA. This is exactly what MAGA looks like. It's citizens, ordinary Americans, rising up and taking their country back.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tare, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
But here's where it gets really crazy. They're building a new location, a new detention center called Camp Bliss in El Paso. It's going to be the largest detention facility in the United States. We're talking 5,000 beds and tents in the middle of the Texas desert. They're spending $1.26 billion on this one facility alone, and it's opening this month, actually in just a week or so, on August 17th. And the Democrats, what else are they going to do? They are absolutely losing it.
I think we are going down the road to becoming a fascist country. Many doubts about how people are going to be treated in these facilities. I think it's a very slippery slope, and what the actions that are taking place at this point in time are comparable, yes.
Now, how much would you like to wager that guy, that borderline illiterate there, didn't so much as raise a peep when the southern border was wide open during the bleak Biden years, right? 8,000-9,000 people crossing that border per day. How much do you want to wager that guy didn't so much as make a peep over that? So it's okay when you open up the border and open up the floodgates and let 11 million illegals in over 4 years. But the moment you start sending them back, you're a fascist country? You see, that guy is the perfect embodiment of the modern-day Democrat Party. The modern-day Democrat Party is the post-American Party. And a post-American Party believes that America is inherently unjust, unfair, racist, bigoted, and sexist. America rose to prominence by exploiting and abusing indigenous populations. And therefore, not only should America be replaced with a nation that is truly just, remade in the image of cultural Marxists like that nut, but it should be repopulated with the very populations, the very indigenous populations we supposedly exploited. Opening borders for freaks like that is actually justice because it allowed our nation to be pillaged by the very people we supposedly originally pillaged. So for Democrats, breaking the law is good because the law is inherently unjust, whereas enforcing the law makes us fascists. All Trump is doing, if you think this through, all Trump is doing, all ICE agents are doing, the only thing they are doing is enforcing the law. That is it. That's what they are guilty of. Let that hit you. That square circle hit you. When you're post-American, however, such law enforcement is reinterpreted as the epitome of evil. That's the modern day Democrat Party in a nutshell. The Democrats today believe it should be illegal to enforce the law. I'll say that again. The Democrats believe it should be illegal to enforce the law. Well, unfortunately for them, the nation has overwhelmingly rejected such incoherent nonsense, including, ironically, a number of Democrats. The latest July Harvard-Harris poll found that 52% of self-identified Democrat voters, 52% oppose sanctuary cities. And you'll note, like virtually all other woke issues, the left splits down the middle, right? That's the pattern we've identified on this channel. The left always splits down the middle whenever it comes to any woke issue. Half the left supports it, but the other half, the Bill Maher half, stands opposed to it. So support for sanctuary cities among Democrats splits right down the middle. 50% support it, but the other 50% don't. Whereas an overwhelming number of Republicans, almost unanimous, oppose sanctuary cities. 65% of the overall population, a supermajority, oppose sanctuary cities. So what that means is that inevitably, as a national aggregate level, more people vote against these insane left-wing sanctuary policies than vote for them. And so the Trump administration is going full pedal to the metal here. They know they've got the wind at their backs. Here's what the data shows. ICE is now deporting, on average, 1,300 people per day. They want to double that up to about 3,000 per day. They've got 41,000 people in detention centers right now, and they're building capacity for 116,000 more. And gang, we're just 6 months into this. This is all just getting started. The single most massive deportation operation in our nation's history is well underway. It is literally turning entire districts into illegal migrant ghost towns. This is what we voted for. We didn't just change our country. We together saved it.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.